From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, May 3rd, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's office on Monday, May the 2nd, announced $3 million in grant awards for new projects to help communities improve recreation access and protect water quality, conserve open space, and increase storm resiliency in the Hudson River Estuary watershed. Among the grants awarded locally were $20,000 to the City of Hudson to produce a natural resources inventory and conservation plan to guide land use decisions. It will be used to revise the city's existing zoning ordinance to help conserve green space, reduce stormwater, promote green infrastructure strategies, protect open space and historic resources, and to develop vacant lots and brownfield areas. The city was also awarded nearly $92,000 to build and equip a riverfront information center. The center will be constructed from a recycled shipping container. It will be developed and operated by the Hudson Sloop Club. Other regional grant recipients include the Village of Rhinebeck, Town of Red Hook, Bard College, and Riverkeeper. A total of $1.76 million in Hudson River Estuary grants were awarded to 36 projects. An additional $1.25 million is now available for organizations and municipalities. The deadline for applications is June the 30th, 2016. You can read the full press release at governor.newyork.gov. Sal Bellalacqua is reporting in the Greene County News that Zachary Gerben of Hanacroy has achieved the rank of Eagle Scout, the highest honor bestowed by Boy Scouts. Gerben is a member of Troop 45. He is a senior at Coxsackie Athens High School and has been involved in scouting since he was in the first grade. To become an Eagle Scout, Gerben had to earn a minimum of 20 merit badges, hold various troop leadership positions, and complete a community service project. For his project, Gerben constructed a large observation deck at the Hanacroy Creek Preserve off Route 144 in the town of New Baltimore. The deck sits on the north trail of the preserve and overlooks the creek bed below. Gerben had to organize the work, lead a team of scout and parent volunteers, and oversee every detail of the project. You can read that full story in the Greene County News. Matt Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that according to a Siena College poll released on Tuesday, May the 3rd, the vast majority of those interviewed said the time is now for lawmakers to address ethics reforms. The survey showed 82% of the voters believe that addressing corruption before the current session ends is very important. However, when asked if addressing corruption is more important than addressing heroin addiction or creating more affordable housing, only 30% of the voters agreed. By comparison, 23% said addressing education issues, including Common Core, is of greatest importance. And while there is consensus that corruption should be the end-of-session focus, voters are not confident that meaningful reform is coming. Siena College pollster Steve Greenberg said, and I quote, "The problem is clear, but voters don't agree on all solutions, and they are decidedly pessimistic that Cuomo and the legislature will address the corruption issue before the end of the session," end quote. The poll indicated that pension forfeiture is a popular proposed measure, saying it should apply to all state employees convicted of a crime related to their jobs, not just elected officials. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. Roger Hannigan-Gilson in the Daily Mail reports that Representative Chris Gibson won't run for governor. The three-term Kinderhook-based congressman said he accepted a teaching position at Williams College as a visiting lecturer on leadership beginning in February 2017 and will accept other academic positions. He said in a press release, and I quote, "I will not be running for governor in 2018. At the conclusion of my term in the U.S. House of Representatives, I will be leaving politics and starting this new direction with my family. In the near term, I will be closing my exploratory committee. For our donors to that committee, we will be refunding contributions we've received," end quote. Gibson is scheduled to appear in All Together Now at 6 p.m. on Thursday, May the 5th on WGXC. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Roger Hannigan-Gilson writes in the Daily Mail that a replication of the studio used by artist Thomas Cole was unveiled on Sunday, May the 1st, on the grounds of the Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill. The original studio was built in 1846 and stood approximately 75 yards from the house for 125 years. It was torn down in 1973 after falling into disrepair. The studio was reconstructed on the same footprint and using the same type of materials as the original. It was built to stand repair-free for 100 years, according to Melissa Galvanese, education director at the museum. Thomas Cole, the artist as architect, is currently on exhibit at the new space through October. Lectures will be hosted in the space during the winter months. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. And for our final story, the Daily Freeman is reporting that Minnewaska State Park reopened to the public on Saturday, April the 30th, a week after closing due to a blaze that burned more than 2,000 acres of the Sam's Point area of the park. However, the 5,000-acre Sam's Point section of the park will remain closed until further notice. Also this weekend, the State Department of Environmental Conservation Incident Management Team lifted a temporary flight restriction banning the flying of drones over the park. Trails connecting Minnewaska to Sam's Point will remain closed until further notice. The fire broke out on Saturday, April the 23rd, and was declared 100% contained as of 5 p.m. on Thursday, April the 28th. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The state residential brush burning ban remains in effect through May 14th. Information on trail closures at Minnewaska is available at 845-255-0752. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of rain today, mainly before 5 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 56 degrees. For Tuesday night, scattered showers, mainly after 11 p.m. It will be most cloudy with a low around 45. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, scattered showers, cloudy with a high near 58 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 45. And on Thursday, scattered showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 61 degrees. Thursday night, scattered showers, cloudy with a low around 47. Sunrise today was at 5:46 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:58 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the third day of May 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.